The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
The rules, they are changing. Well, not by much. And we have a Billy O update and, of course, a Romo update. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on, sort of, for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Not here yet.
Sort of.
Yeah. Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESP is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, but don't bother with that yet. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when everyone's usually in a bad mood. I can guarantee you when AJ gets here, he will be. But it's a beautiful day outside. Let's have some fun. Lots of stuff to get to. But first, John will have to tell you the story of why AJ is not here for the beginning of the show, which is pretty much classic AJ meets classic Juggalo.
So, he asked me to take him to NTV. He has a nail in his tire. And I had told him I had to jump on a conference call at 3 o'clock. So he's been at NTB since 3:15, and this is what he texted me. He said, "Juggalo Trey went to the wrong NTB to pick me up, despite very specific instructions." And so he asked Trey to go meet him at NTB to pick him up, and Trey went to the wrong one.
Not very complicated. No, well, how many of them are there on Westheimer? 26 or something?
And the closest one and the only one that I could really find around this area was on Richmond and 610. So it's across the freeway and on Richmond. So I don't know how he got lost.
He's Juggalo Trey. Is that not the most perfect Trey story ever?
Yeah. Yeah. And something that would happen to AJ.
And yeah, exactly. And this is why I'm putting this on both you and AJ. Because look who you asked.
Oh, I wasn't even around here.
Oh, well, look who he asked. You're asking for trouble. If you're trusting Trey on anything other than to, you know, try to mac on a chick that's way over his head and strike out, you can count on that. You can count on him to carry on long conversations with people on the phone before they ever come on. But anything important? That's a fail.
I mean, I guess he was the only one here that could really help him because Tyler is doing his thing. Michael's busy. I guess he could have asked another intern.
Well, yeah, I kind of think of the choices. Other intern ranks way ahead of Trey. Doesn't matter who the other intern is. They might not even have a car. That's fine. I'm not asking Trey. Hey, we got a lot of giveaways for you guys today. We got some Whiskey Festival tickets to give away, some Pin Oak Charity Horse Show tickets, and we should have some Sam Houston tickets to give away, correct, for Saturday night?
Yes, she needs to give those to me. Okay. She said she'll have them to me.
All right, because we got opening weekend of quarter horses, and I will be out there and jump through a bunch of hoops to make sure I could get back in time for it.
Did you make it work or no?
We're still discussing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to pay for me to change my flight. So worst case scenario, I'm just going to pay for it myself. But we'll get it worked out. 850 says he needs to learn how to plug a tire. It's just a screw. Waste of money to replace it every time a screw gets in one. Or just use Fix-A-Flat. Perfect for nails and screws. Yours truly, the tire guy.
I feel like he has a lot of problems with his cars. Either getting wrecks.
Yes. Flat tires. His motorcycle,
yep,
too.
Yep.
Battery. Maybe he's just not very good at taking care of things.
No.
832 with a really good question. Why wouldn't he call Get Me?
He should have done that.
Yeah. I am quite certain Michael would have gone and gotten him himself. And he'd be here. And all this cool stuff that we want to talk about, which I kind of have to save now. Because I want AJ's take on it. So we can't really get into it. But yeah, he should have called Get Me. This is a failure on several fronts. So I'm going to put most of the blame on AJ, a lot of the blame on Trey, but it's kind of hard to get mad at Trey because you know what he is. So do you get mad at a person with no arms for not being able to punch you?
No.
No. So are you going to get mad at Trey for being Juggalo Trey? That's just what he is.
Yeah, you knew
something like this was going to happen. I think he did it on purpose so that he had something to bitch about when he got here.
Maybe. You know, the funny thing is that he got here, AJ, I'm talking about, got here extra early. I saw him outside around 2:30.
Well, I was here for a meeting. He got here about 2:15 because I saw him.
I go, man, why are you here so early? He was like, oh, I guess he didn't really have a place to go. Oh, no, he told me he had a nail in his tire, so he was going to take his car to NTB. So he got here early to take care of that, thinking, you know, an hour and a half should be pretty, you know, enough time to do that.
Theoretically.
But no.
Yeah, he was here at 2:15 because we had a meeting and he just happened to walk in. I'm like, I wonder what he's doing here so early. Well, now I know. And it didn't work. So he's going to wind up having been here longer than he would be if he came to do the show at 3:55. And he's still going to miss a bunch of the show.
Mm.
Well, a segment. Hector says, leave it to the intern to screw it up. John Granato claimed Trey going to the wrong location for something else also.
He did.
What was that?
It was lunch. And Trey went to the wrong location.
What the hell was
Trey? It was the same. Uh-oh.
I can't wait for this. I can't.
It was the wrong location, but the same restaurant.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was one of those chain. It was a chain restaurant, but he just went to the wrong one.
I'm guessing maybe from now on, you should give him the wrong address if it's a chain, and he'll wind up at the right place. I think that's the easiest thing. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in today. And I can't
wait. The face of happiness right now.
I can't wait. I just cannot wait to hear this.
Hello, Frederick.
What's up, man?
How's your day going, AJ?
I've had better days, man. I have had better days. So as I'm driving in early afternoon, my tire pressure gauge comes on, says low pressure in your driver's side rear tire.
This is like the second time in, what, 3 weeks that this has happened?
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
No big deal, though. I'm on 290, and I'm a mile away from the nearest NTB. Smooth. So I roll into that joint, and they tell me it will be probably 2 to 3 hours before we can get to it. That's unacceptable to me. Yeah, so
not going
to
work for you.
I say, okay, well, can you do me a favor? Air the tire up, and I'll just get down the road to the next spot and make it happen there. And it's not like it's flat.
Right.
So my front tires are like 38. My back tires are 37. And this tire is at 27. So, like, even if you, when you look at it, it doesn't even look flat.
Yeah, it's drivable.
Right. So they air it up. They get it up to 36, and cool, I'm on my way again. And I'm driving, and I'm planning on coming to this NTB here at Richmond and 610. And I get down here, and it's still at 36. And when I got to the NTB place, I gave a quick visual inspection of the tire, see if I could find anything wrong with it. Of course, I can't. Of course, there's also about a 3-4 inch section of the tire that you can't see.
Right.
But I'm thinking, wow, I made it all the way down here. Maybe it's, you know, some freak thing. Maybe it's not a big deal. So I park and I come inside and I start piecing together some things for the show. And
because you were here really early today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then while I'm working on this, I think to myself, man, maybe I should go downstairs and just check the pressure on my tire and see, you know, because you don't want to walk out after the show to a flat tire. That's the last thing I want to do.
Right.
So I go downstairs and tire looks good. I check the pressure on it, and it's like 31. So I'm like, so I give it another visual inspection, and this time I note that, of course, there is a screw in my tire, which, again, happened 3 weeks ago. Now, the one that happened 3 weeks ago, it was fixable. It was in the tread.
Right.
So they were able to fix it. This one is like in that sort of on the tread, but not really, like the sort of the borderline area of what's considered the tread of the tires. So it's irreparable. So now, thinking, well, damn, I've got to pay for a new tire, which sucks.
Yeah, they're not cheap for that thing either.
No, no, they're not. So I look for Jong because Jong is a reliable dude. And he's about to go into a meeting with Todd, I'm guessing. Was it an important meeting, Jong?
Yeah.
Okay. Did someone get fired?
No.
Oh, okay. It wasn't that important then. You should have come with me. I'm thinking, you know, Jong, this is probably 3:05, would you say, right?
Yeah, something around there.
What time was your meeting with Todd?
I think I had headed to his office around 3:05, 3:10.
Okay. So around 3:05, I'm saying, okay, I'm going to go over there to NTB, drop my truck off, come back here. And Jong's unavailable. You weren't here. Everybody else is pretty busy.
Could have picked you up on the way here.
You probably could have.
Which would have been real easy.
It would have been.
I was back about 3:30.
Yeah.
So I just had to take somebody home and come back. So I was back about 3:30, so I could easily pick you up.
Well, Juggalo Trey was out there, and I said, all right, this is his time. This is his time to shine. So Juggalo Trey is going to follow me to the NTB. Now, granted, Juggalo Trey is from Baytown, which it's not Houston. I get it.
Yeah.
It's outside the city.
It's easier to get around. There's not as much,
but I mean,
not as much there.
But Jong, you're from Katy, right?
Well, yeah, I used to live there. Yeah.
Where do you live now?
Memorial area.
Okay. But even when you were from Katy, like, there's some roads in the city that you know, right?
Yeah.
610 is one of those roads, right?
Yeah. Like,
everybody knows where 610 is.
Richmond is too.
Richmond is a pretty major thoroughfare. So I tell Trey, it's one block outside of or inside of 610 on Richmond. I mean, those are pretty. And considering where we are, I mean, it's maybe a 5 minute
it's
drive.
5 minutes at the most,
it's
yeah.
A 5 minute drive. Because I was there at 3:15 and dropped my truck off, go outside. It's probably about 3:17 now. No sign of Trey. Okay. All right. Give him a couple minutes, you know. 3:25-ish starts to roll around. I'm like, all right. So I text Tyler. Like, hey, you got Juggalo Trey's phone number? And apparently no one around here has Juggalo Trey's phone number. It's like a secret thing. So I tweet at Juggalo Trey the address that I'm at. And then finally Tyler, I guess, is able to track down his phone number and text me. So I give Juggalo Trey a call. And he went to the wrong NTB. Now, I don't know which one he went to.
Yeah, is there another one near here?
I don't think there's one close, but he typed NTB tire into his GPS, is what he says, and it took him to a different one. So by the time I get a hold of him, I'm like, okay, do you have the address where I'm at plugged into your GPS? Yes. What time are you going to be here? Hold on. Oh, 3:58. And right around 3:58, Juggalo Trey rolls into the parking lot. Then the first thing, of course, I notice is his fuel light is on, which is not.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Oh, my God.
That would have been perfect if you got, halfway here.
And he started to talk to me, and I said, Trey, just save it for the air. I don't want to have any of this discussion off the air. Just save it. And get him back to the station. He drops me off. And is he back out there yet, John?
Yeah, let him go check.
Yeah, if he is, we'll have him in here for the next segment, and we'll get a a more thorough.
Yeah, because I'd like an explanation.
Yeah, we'll get into.
But
we'll,
I gotta
investigate
say,
this.
A lot of this is on you because Juggalo Trey is probably the fifth option you should have been looking at.
Is
he's,
it?
He's I mean, here.
What were my other options at that point?
Get me, call me to pick you up on the way. Those are pretty good options.
Yeah.
And have I ever failed to get to the right place if I had to come pick you up somewhere?
I didn't know, and I honestly thought about that, but I knew what time you left here, and in my head I was saying, Fred's probably going to, he's probably going to get back to the station around 3:45. And I said, I'd like to be there a little bit earlier than that, so I'm going to roll, I'm going to roll the dice here with this trade.
Yeah, that was probably fair because I left about 2.
Right, you left at a 30, time where it,
five, it's somewhere in there. Yeah.
It was reasonable for me to deduct that you'd be back at about 3:45.
Yeah, but it was actually 3:30 because all I did was drop and turn. So
now, granted, had I known then that 3:45 was best option, that's what I would have gone with.
And it's pretty much on the way for the way I come here. Pretty much right there on the way. I can just take that. We'll take the Chimney Rock exit and boom. Just
yeah, it
right
been,
turn.
Wouldn't boom. Have been too rough.
Would have maybe 2 minutes. 2 minutes to the travel time.
That's yeah,
what it added.
Well, we'll talk to Trey on the other side, and we'll get this figured out. And there's a lot of people. I mean, a lot of the Get Me and Uber recommendations, and I get it. I was trying to make it simple, and I probably, in my attempts to make it simple, I probably made it too complicated. But also put yourselves in my shoes. I mean, we're 5 minutes from this place. And, I mean, I can see that big, tall building right there, Fred, that I'm pointing at.
Yeah.
That's on Richmond.
Right.
Right there where that mall is.
Yeah.
That's along 610. I mean, this is a place where I thought that, you know, if this were a hard to get to place, or you would have had to take some, you had to get off the main roads, I would have been more maybe specific. I would have Googled the address and told him to plug it into his GPS, which in hindsight, maybe that's what I should have done. But like I said, it's on Richmond, a block inside 610. I can't think of where else it could take you. You know what I mean?
Just got to think about the person you're talking about, though. I mean, this,
I did. I did, and I honestly thought, I was like, man.
There's plenty of ad folks over there I would have gone to first.
They're all getting ready. They're all going to party.
Yeah.
So they don't have time. I thought to myself, God, dude. And as I was driving over there, I was like, I hope Juggalo Trey understood my directions. And then I said, I mean, these are literally the easiest instructions in the world. It's Richmond, a block inside of 610. It is so easy that I don't have to explain to anyone any further. You know, I mean, Juggalo Trey has a functioning human brain.
Does he?
Inside his car, he has a tag for a college that I assume he attends. I mean, this kid is getting a higher education. It makes me feel like what I put out there wasn't too complicated. You feel like I still messed up, huh?
Yeah, because I feel like if Trey weren't an intern, he would be one of our 5% texters and trying to explain things to them like they're in the fifth grade. Yeah, that's kind of where you have to go.
Okay.
I don't know. He does have his moments, though.
Like, that's what
he's
I'm saying.
He's pretty intelligent.
He is. He's almost like a, like, you could maybe believe, you might believe if someone said Trey's autistic. Because he has moments where he's like this uncontrollable, and you don't know what he's saying even.
He's a Juggalo Rain Man.
It's way Say out it. There. But then there's other times where he seems like he's got genius moments. And it's maybe he's bipolar. I don't know.
He's Juggalo Rain Man.
He's got to be on the spectrum somewhere, right?
Yes.
Got to be. All right. I got to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions. We'll have Juggalo Trey in here next, and we're going to get his side of this story. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You can do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay, which will give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. And unlike pea gravel, it's cool to the touch, and it's twice as strong as concrete. Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty, and if they can help you with residential and commercial projects, they'll help you save money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They're certified ICIP installer since 2010. You've got no reason to use these, no reason not to use these guys. Check them out. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over, and go with a Carvestone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom today, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. There's something in your way, and
now somebody's gonna pay. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN.
We have a special guest in studio.
I'll just let you guys do this.
From my Uber driver is here, Juggalo Trey.
Get me.
You get me? Okay. I don't think get me.
No, Michael would not hire you. I'm just going to go on record as saying that.
Yeah, get closer to
the mic, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start off by did you hear my directions on where the place was? 610 in Richmond.
You were clear. It was my fault.
Okay. You know where Richmond Street is, right?
I'm not good with road names, honestly.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
You work in the Galleria area.
I do.
But you don't know where Richmond Street is. You know where Westheimer is?
Sort of, kind of. But if you told me where it was, I couldn't point it out to you.
Now, you drive in here from Baytown?
That's correct.
5 days a week?
Sometimes. About 4 or 5 days a week. Jong knows that more than I do.
Now, do you, every time you come in, have to put this address into your GPS?
No. I know, like, how to get here by heart, because I've driven here so many times, but I didn't know, like, around this area. I haven't driven around it that much.
Okay. All right. Well, I apologize for not being clear
about where
610 and Richmond were.
It's really not your fault. That was completely on me.
Now, you came in and you said that my diagnosis is correct.
You're correct. You might as well just go get a PhD, man.
I could be a doctor.
You should
be a doctor. A lot of people
say
that. Now you have actually been diagnosed?
Yes.
By a real doctor?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, you think so?
Yeah, I don't know the name of the doctor. It was like O2.
Okay. Regardless, you're very high functioning. I mean, you live a normal life.
I don't tell people the name because, like, they think I'd probably be making it up or whatever, because the name of the... Like, the disorder sounds so stupid.
Can you tell us?
It's Asperger's.
Okay.
Like, I had to get the worst name, like, ever. They had to give me Asperger's. Like,
okay.
What a...
Now, it's not spelled Asperger's.
No, it's like A-S-B-E-G-E-R-S or something.
Now, Asperger's syndrome is a... I'll give you the Wikipedia meaning of it, Fred. It's Asperger's is a developmental disorder characterized by significant difficulties in social interaction and nonverbal communication, along with restricted and repetitive patterns of behavior and interests. It is a milder spectrum disorder on the autism spectrum. It differs from other ASDs, autism spectrum disorders, by relatively normal language and intelligence. Although not required for diagnosis, physical clumsiness and unusual use of language are common. Signs usually begin before 2 years old and typically last for a person's entire life. So you found out in 2002.
Yeah,
you said?
When I was in like first grade, I think.
So I'm right. It says like his actual intelligence is not what's in question here. It's just communication issues. And so I should have been more careful about how I communicate.
No, don't blame yourself.
But it's okay. Now the other thing that you told us when you came in is your mother is upset at me.
She's livid.
Your mother called me a mother effer.
Yes.
Is that right?
Essentially.
What can you read the exact text?
I can read it, but I'm not going to swear because
keep it PG-13.
And I apologize, Mom.
But I need to know what your mom thinks of me.
Okay. So she said, oh, wait, no, this is from Jose.
Now, your mom realizes that, like, I'm a good guy here right? Like, I'm on Team Trey.
Yeah, you've always vouched for me, and okay. I have no problems with you. I messed up. That's on
like,
me.
Like, there's a lot of guys around here who give you a hard time, right?
Oh, yeah, but I don't
care.
But
I'm not one of them.
No, you don't do that. But nobody here offends me or anything. I'm good.
Okay.
But she said, quote, hold on, let me go to the top.
Yeah, I need
to
know everything.
She said, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, are they giving you bleep? And she was like, I can hear them talking to you on the radio or talking about you on the radio. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And then she's like, they should really talk about sports. That's why no one wants to listen to them. No one cares.
Okay, first of all, Juggalo Trey's mom, we were number one in our time slot last month. We're doing all right.
Yeah.
We've got this thing down.
I'm not, now just to make it clear, I'm not questioning the show.
Right.
I'm a big fan, and I would
you
never.
You like our format, right?
I love the format. I often said, like, if it weren't for the Blitz, I probably wouldn't have listened to sports radio.
Okay.
And I know that's probably not a good thing for everybody that listens to sports radio, but.
The people who listen to this, I mean, we've been doing this show for, what, 7 years, Fred?
Yeah, something like that.
We've been doing this for a long time.
Correct.
The people, and it's not like, I mean, since I've been here, it's not like our format has changed dramatically in that 7 years. It's pretty much the same show. Sometimes we talk about sports. Sometimes we talk about other stuff.
Yeah.
That's the general idea of our show. I find it offensive that your mom would come at us about no one wants to listen to our show.
She hasn't listened that often.
She's not in our demo. How old is your mother?
She's I don't know if I want to tell my mom's age.
I mean, I'm guessing she's is she close to Fred's age? Would you guess?
No.
Younger than Fred?
Yeah, younger than Fred.
But older than me.
Not by much. But I don't want.
Okay, so I'm gonna guess she's in her late 30s, early 40s, and.
By the way, I love my mom.
Right.
I have no problems with my mom
either. But your mom is a woman, correct?
That is correct.
And your mom is in her late 30s to early 40s. Your mom is not our demographic.
No.
So, I mean, we don't do this show. We don't sit down every day. Fred doesn't sit down at his computer. I don't sit down at mine. And we don't write out a show for 30-something, 40-something-year-old women.
And she usually listens. My mom and my dad listen because they think I'm going to get on. And
well, look, it's your lucky day, right?
Sometimes I do.
Is your mom excited now that you're on the air, you think?
No, she's not. I don't know if she can hear me right now, but like.
Talk louder, maybe she.
I love you, Mom.
Okay.
And I don't want any problems.
Now, continue with what your mom says about
that. So then obviously she said, y'all should talk about sports. A common complaint y'all get.
Right.
And then she said, I'm about to lose my effing cool. I'm like, it's okay, Mom. I'm fine. I'm okay. No big deal. And she's like, and then she said what I said earlier. You tell that MF-er and such and such, you know.
And then you told me.
Yeah, I told you.
Right. So you did what your mom told.
I did.
You did what your mom told you to do.
I did indeed.
Now, is the conversation over?
I'm not sure. I haven't gotten another message.
Okay.
We'll have to see.
Is this the first time your mom has called me a mother effer?
No, she, like, the one time, Rock the Mic, as y'all know, I was on that. So, like, when Rock the Mic came, like, she saw how Barry was to the other contestants, and she was standing right there, and I think Fred actually said, I have a fork, and I'm not afraid to use it. I don't know if he was talking about my mom or not, but she was the angry, well, she wasn't really angry, but she was the redhead, and I don't know if y'all remember faces.
Fred loves redheads.
Yeah, I'm aware, but my mom is married.
Oh,
so like
that's
she
bad,
was,
Fred.
She was in the
Fred's
she was
married
in the
too.
Crowd.
These are details.
Yeah.
Well, my mom, I don't know. Hold on. I got another.
She's texting
text.
Now.
Four unread messages.
Okay, let's hear.
Yeah,
them.
I think you're in trouble.
What is she saying about?
All right,
us?
Hold on. I got to put him up. She says, "Seriously, he's talking about my kid." She had two exclamation marks after the seriously. She said, "47. I don't care if he would stop talking about my kid. It's okay, Mom."
Did I say anything about you that was offensive?
I wasn't offended at all. I mean, I understand how some others could be offended, like my mom.
Was your mom offended when the doctor gave you your diagnosis? Was she did she call the doctor a mother effer?
I don't think so. But
since I'm not a doctor and I was able to grasp this out of the air, it's offensive.
She really cares about her kids.
Of course, every parent does.
And like, see, when she hears like, you know, somebody talk about her kids, even on the off chance that they're saying anything negative, she kind of goes into her mama bear mode. So I don't think it's personal. I'm not taking offense. I don't think she kind of understood what goes on in the studio, because I hear this every day. I hear from Tyler and all of them, but it doesn't bother me at all.
But I didn't say anything
that
was untrue.
No, you didn't say anything at all that was offensive, Fred said he questioned my brain functioning ability or whatever. But that, I don't care. That you were completely correct. You were right on the dot, you know.
Okay. All I said is you would not be my first, second, third, fourth, or fifth choice.
And that's a fair point.
Well, I mean, I went through this process, Fred. I mean, I'm no moron. I deduced my options here, and you know, this is what I came up with. Now, granted, I may have chose poorly, but at the time, I thought this was a manageable task.
Yeah, I messed up. It's on me. Everybody, mom. Don't blame AJ. It's on me. I messed it up.
Do you think your mom will apologize for calling me a mother effer?
I don't know. Maybe she'll. I don't.
Because it seems like that was uncalled for.
She said yes. She said yes in a capital.
Yes to what?
I don't really know what she said.
Okay.
Like, she said, yeah, it was nothing to do with that. He publicly humiliated you.
Did I publicly humiliate you, or did I just tell the story of what
happened?
I feel
all right. I don't feel too bad. I mean, I feel.
I think does your mom understand that, like, when we talk on the radio, that's a public thing?
That's correct.
Like, that's kind of our job is
to.
Yeah, and you didn't.
I feel all right.
Okay.
I know, but my mom, she really, really cares about me. She's really. And you can't really fault.
Can I finish this off with a message to your mom?
Go ahead, Fred.
It's really cool that she cares about you. You should care about this. Your son just got an entire segment on the number one afternoon show in the city. You know how many people would kill for that?
And I agree. I agree 100%. And I'm
not asking you to agree. I'm just telling.
He's asking your mom to agree.
That's your message to your mom.
Yes, and tell her if you know maybe she's reconsidered her words. Maybe I'm not a mother effer after all.
No, I like you, for AJ and Fred.
Okay.
AJ, you've always been cool with me. Never had any problems with you, man.
I know, but like my mom.
Nor John.
I've always been cool with you, but my mom never called you a mother effer.
Yeah, but then you know, again, your mom like never had a reason to.
I don't feel like your mom had a reason to call me a mother effer.
I don't feel like she did either, honestly. I don't want to upset my mom, though. I mean, I don't want any problems with
her. But you do feel like maybe she crossed a line with that.
Like, I can see both sides of it. Like, I can see why she felt that way, but I understand what you're saying, too, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I feel like you've been, like, a couple of people have said that on the text line before.
Have called me a mother effer?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're all a-holes.
I agree.
But
I don't think you are a mother effer.
Okay. So you feel like...
I think Fred is a mother effer.
So you feel like in this instance, maybe your mom was a little off.
She could have handled
it a little better.
I guess, but I can.
I don't want you to get in trouble at home.
Tell mom that there's texters saying Trey should have a daily segment.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right.
You let her know that you're okay.
I'm doing okay.
And let her know I'm not as bad as you.
You're definitely not. You were pretty cool. Like, I didn't expect it, but you're pretty cool.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, man.
Thanks, Trey.
Appreciate it.
No, we appreciate it. Jung?
Yes?
Do you think I was a mother effer in this instance?
No, I think you were...
Sorry.
Oh, she apologized? Okay. I accept her apology.
No, but I think, like Trey, I think I could see where she's coming from. She's going to be very protective of her kid.
I understand.
But also, I think Trey was in the wrong. And if we knew that he was going to get lost, we would send somebody else.
Okay. All right.
And I think you handled it as... I mean, we weren't there when you were talking to Trey in the car.
Well, I mean, I honestly, and this is what I actually said to Trey. Like, Trey tried to have a conversation with me about what had happened. And I just said, save it for the air, Trey. And I remained very calm. I thanked him after he dropped me off at the door. So I feel like I did everything the right way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you also have to understand that this is a very public forum. So when we tell stories, people hear them. That's the way it works. That's sort of the whole idea of it.
We're out there.
And you handled it, and I think you handled it pretty well.
I handled it like a pro, right?
Yeah. I would have been pretty furious.
Like some people call me a diva and say I overreact to things, but in this case you think that's not true, right?
No. You handled it pretty well.
Okay. Thank you. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Dirt Free. Spring pollen, other allergens are in the air. They're coming into your home through your dirty air ducts and through foot traffic on your carpets. You can get a jump on allergy season right now with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning Spring Special. For a limited time, Dirt Free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. You heard it. Get room free cleaned with a speed dry with any purchase. Other carpet cleaning companies are leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, and unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Call Dirt Free, 281 Dirt Free, and go chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard about it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase, and they'll throw in that $100 free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free, that's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Jameson said, for someone who says they don't listen to the show that often, she sure picked the right day.
Yeah. It's true.
Josh says, I agree with the text line. Trey has radio talent, in my opinion. See, that's how you get an opportunity.
Yeah.
Right? Something like that.
Yeah, except you could probably do it without, like, you know, making me late for the show.
Yeah.
That's not required.
A couple from the text line here. My wife is 27, reasonably intelligent, has two bachelor's degrees, works at Woodway, and doesn't understand inside versus outside the loop. I kind of get that. If you, when I lived, before I moved to Houston, I didn't understand the areas around here. I mean, I knew Richmond because I used to go to bars on Richmond.
Inside versus outside the loop, it's a circle. You're either inside the loop or outside. I mean,
if you aren't used to it, you could think the Beltway is the loop. You don't know. That's not that uncommon. And of course, there's the gratuitous. Can we talk about sports?
No. Is that from Trey's mom?
Probably.
No. What sports are we supposed to talk about?
Well, there's plenty of sports to talk about, but did we not spend an entire show yesterday doing nothing but sports?
We talked about so much sports yesterday.
Yeah, is there, like, no sports to talk about in Texas? I can't believe y'all spend this much time of your show talking about that.
I don't understand how people still send texts like, I can't believe it. Have you listened to this show before?
Apparently not. Apparently not.
So. I'll never get it. One day, someone will just say, you know what? They'll get to sports when they get to it. And then we'll talk about sports for a while, and they'll say, you know what? They'll stop talking about sports soon. Because that's always what we do.
Yeah. It's that simple.
I say this all the time. This show is about, it's like, it's the way we do this show is like we're a couple dudes just hanging out talking about things. And if you're the kind of dude who, when you hang out with other dudes and talk about things, all you talk about ever is sports, you're a weird person, and I don't want to be your friend. No one likes you if that's all you ever talk about. No one likes you, I promise, because it's weird.
Steve said, I always thought the Beltway was the loop, moved here 3 years ago. And then Disco says, I'm with AJ on this. Inside, outside the loop is the easiest part of understanding Houston directions. If you live inside the loop, absolutely. But Disco, you're an inside the loop hipster.
But you know what? I mean, it's a circle. There's an inside and an outside of a circle. It doesn't matter if you live in it or out of it. I mean, you know what? I mean, there's literally only one side of it that can be considered inside it. And the other side, everything else, outside. I mean, this is... But I'm not taking that defense from anyone. No. I can't believe...
I think you're giving people too much credit when they're not from here. Or they don't live in the city. And it's not that easy of a city to navigate if you don't live here and you don't know it. And yeah, it on the surface, that sounds simple, but I've met a lot of people who don't know what that means.
Okay, by the way, when I gave the instructions to Trey, I said it's a block, and I said it's 610 in Richmond. It's a block inside 610. I didn't even say the loop. I said a block inside 610. I mean, there's no getting it confused with the Beltway or the Grand Parkway or any other circular-shaped street in Houston. There's only one 610 in Houston.
No, but there's three circles.
Okay.
Some people, and again,
if I call it by its number, though, there's no confusion there, right?
If you call it the 610 loop.
What, I can't just say 610?
No, obviously not.
Hmm.
And it's not just him. There's a lot of people saying that. They thought it was the Beltway. They thought they didn't know what the actual demarcation was.
Well, there's a lot of idiots out there then. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is that's absurd. If you live in this city and you don't know.
But wait a minute. If you live in this city, a lot of people live in the city that come nowhere near downtown or the loop or anything. They live in Houston. They don't come down here. They don't know the area.
Hey, where could you possibly live in Houston that you never come across 610?
Outside the loop. If you don't come downtown or if you're not crossing it for some reason, if you live outside the loop and maybe you drive to the Woodlands to work, you wouldn't know what it is. Why would you? You never come down here. And people in the city,
yeah, I mean, you realize there's a lot more than just downtown inside the loop, right?
Yeah, I get that.
From the Heights down to...
No, I get all that. That has nothing to do with what I'm saying.
Down to NRG. No, NRG's inside the loop.
I get it. But if you live, let's say you live, I don't know, Greens Point, and you work in the Woodlands, you never come down here. Why would you know it? People tend to stay in their neighborhoods and where they work.
Okay. Where do we work?
Work in the Galleria.
Is there a really functional way to get to our office without coming across 610 at some point?
You have to go
either passing over it.
You either go under it on Richmond or you come
in on it.
Yeah,
right?
But that's you're talking about two people who I've lived in this city for God, most of my life.
Okay.
And it took me a while to figure out everything down here when I first moved here. So I was living over off of when I first moved to Houston from, I guess I was in League City at the time. I thought inside the loop just kind of meant Montrose, the way people described it. And then everybody else was outside the loop. But then there wasn't that many people down there at the time. Now people are moving in there. I understand people's confusion. I don't think it's stupid that people didn't get it. But it doesn't mean, you know, to me it's pretty simple.
All right. Well, then maybe this is my fault.
Well, I said all along it was your fault.
Okay. I thought I'd simplified it, but maybe I didn't.
I think you should have just given him the physical address to put it into his phone.
That would have been the way to go. And in the future, that's a mistake I won't make again, John.
All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Hustletown with Craig Shelton and Angelo Lawford coming up at 7. And for those of you bitching about the subject matter, go back and listen to Podcast Arena yesterday. It's all sports, nothing but sports, the whole show.
Hey, John, I have a question. When you guys set up our live reads, like when we're going to do them?
I don't set them up.
Why would they put all, like, okay, so today, for instance, I have 4 live commercial reads. You have 4 live commercial reads. Why would they do all four of mine at the beginning of the show, in the first half of the show, and all four of yours in the second half?
I have no earthly idea.
Isn't that odd?
It's extremely strange. I've quit trying to figure that out.
There's no answer to that, huh?
Yeah. To put a bow on this, I think Jay off 288 nails it. Said, Jong just highlighted the problem. People just put it in their phone and go. No observation about their surroundings. And that's why, you know, I think, and I get a bunch of stuff from people like, I live in Pearland and I have no idea what you guys are talking about in the loop. I'm like, okay. I don't think you're necessarily a dumbass. I just think if you're not used to driving around here, you don't know those things. It's not as common as you think.
Maybe not.
That's all.
I do feel, however, that if you work in the Galleria area.
Oh, and as much as by now he should know. You can't get to the Galleria without crossing Richmond or Westheimer.
No.
And you asked about both of those, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Chuck wants to talk to you.
Like, there's literally no way to get to our station without using or crossing
Richmond or Westheimer.
Yeah. Like, that's the only option.
And the loop. Yeah, but if you're not observing what they are, when you drive by, you don't really know what the street is. Okay, I guess so.
No, that's fair.
Chuck wants to talk to you. Let's get Chuck on.
Hello, Chuck.
What's going on, fellas?
Sports, Chuck.
Hey, man, I just got to say, AJ, you are a diva, man. Your whole story was based on the fact that you procrastinated about going to get your tire fixed, and then you ended up with Trey. Now you're mad because Trey doesn't know exactly what you know. And now you're going to bitch about him. Just like when the Deadpool came up and you didn't know who Vivian Campbell was. You throw everything to a stop for your own personal need. I love you, but you are a diva.
Okay. Now, to be fair, I didn't really procrastinate. I left here with what's a five-minute drive. I gave myself an hour. Is that procrastination in any way, Fred?
No, not really.
Procrastination, that word doesn't fit in this one. So, I'm taking responsibility. I did some things wrong here. I get it. But procrastination, no. And I don't feel like I'm being a diva. All I did was tell a story. And I've admitted that I made a mistake thinking that it was a given where 610 in Richmond was. So I don't see what the diva move is when I'm saying I made the mistake. If I were being a diva, I would say I didn't make a mistake. It was somebody else's fault. Right?
Yeah, well, being a diva isn't just that. I mean, there's
you think I'm a diva too.
Well, a little bit sometimes. Okay. But that I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing. It's not a negative. I don't mean it in a negative way.
I don't know that there's a good way to say that unless you're talking about like
Lady Gaga,
Aretha Franklin or something like that. Who's this on line four, John?
I don't know. Let me go ask.
Oh, boy.
Enough.
Who's interning out there? That's a joke.
It's Shrek.
Oh, this can't be Shrek.
Shrek said he was never calling again.
Yeah.
Is this the real Shrek? Yeah, I'm for real. I wanted to say you definitely are a doctor because 3 weeks ago they changed my post and I got real excited because I would get to see that girl at work and you nailed it. When you said she was never, ever, ever going to have sex with me, my God, dude, she doesn't even look at me. I even try to like say hi and smile and not be aggressive but just get her attention. You should see, like, last week she did this weird walk, like, totally, like avoided me.
She's freaked out by you now?
Yeah, so you're... Huh?
You think she's freaked out by you?
I don't know what it is. I can't figure it out.
Did you ever try to make a move and then she, I mean...
Maybe... Yeah, like, I tried, like 3 weeks ago, like, when I first got to that post. She was drinking coffee and walking out the door and I said, hey, how you doing? And then... She just, like, kept ignoring me and talking to the lady at that she was talking to. I don't get it. Like, she used to talk to me all the time. Now she just completely, like, acts like I don't even exist.
You know why?
And then my friend had an interesting theory. I never thought about it. he told me maybe she found out what happened to me at work when I got my wrestling toys taken away, and that probably, like, turned her panties into a desert. So
what happened to you? What got taken away?
Well, you know, like, when you sit down at a desk for 8 hours, it's really boring.
Yeah.
So I started bringing my wrestling toys, and I started playing with, you know, my wrestling action figures and doing matches, and... Yeah, long story short, they confiscated them. They told me either I can get fired or they can confiscate them.
Oh.
I needed my job, so I let them confiscate them.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But, I mean, bringing wrestling toys to work, I mean, yeah, there's...
But okay, when I told the guy who wrote our contract, you said we can't be on our phones. You never said anything about, you know, having our, you know, wrestling toys. And he said... No, but I expect you to be mature enough to understand that you don't bring these things to work.
Right. So I think you're, and your boss may have made the same mistake I did, and he thought that it was just a given, but that's something, I mean, maybe you have to explain that out, but yeah, you shouldn't bring wrestling toys to work if you're an adult.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Well, Shrek, good luck with the next one. I think that one's not for you, man.
Yeah.
Now, Shrek, you need to call in and talk to Beth. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, you need to talk to Beth about this stuff.
I don't know. I told my friend I kind of just given up on women, and I don't know. It's not really working out for me. But I did want to say, yeah, you totally called it when, you know, you're a doctor. Yeah, you nailed it. That chick, forget, never going to have sex with me. She just never going to talk to me or even probably look at me for that matter. But, all yeah.
Right. Well, try calling in Wednesday when Beth's here.
Good luck to you, I think, Shrek. Yeah. One day it'll happen.
She can help.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career. If you're working at a job where you know, it's a career you don't love, you know, maybe you're not making a lot of money, maybe they don't let you play with wrestling toys, well, check out mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation, and get on your way to a job where you can make way more money. My Computer Career, it's the IT school where you can get trained to work in the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. Even with no experience, you attend classes live online just twice a week. You're going to get the skills and industry certifications you'll need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps get you into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. What are you waiting for, guys? My Computer Career, it's nationally accredited. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.